Hello, welcome to another episode of Great Minds Drink Alike. I am joined once again by my grandma. Hello, Grandma.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Going crazy with this pandemic.
Oh.
Like everybody.
Well, you finally started saying pandemic correctly.
Exactly.
That's how long we've been in a pandemic that you finally learned how to say
it. Got it right.
Considering I've had friends for like over 10 years that you still can't remember their name.
Well, what are you going to do, honey? You know, I am who I am.
So we went from a pandemic into a pandemic. Do you know our governor's name yet?
What do you mean? Cuomo?
What is it?
Cuomo.
Oh, very good.
I get an A.
A long time, it was Governor Cuomo. Cuomo.
Yeah, right. Well, you know.
What Cuomo said today.
Well, I want to know something. Does he know my name?
Yeah, he knows all of us, Grandma.
Okay. When he knows my name, I got his name right.
We're all in this together. Of course he knows us.
Exactly. But whatever, who knows? I know you. I know Stefania's name too.
Oh well, lucky Stefania.
Exactly. Don't ask me the other one, but
who's the other one? Natalie. You know Natalie.
What do I call her?
Well, okay, you call Raquel Nicole. Who Raquel is right. My friend from high school, and Nicole was also a friend from high school, but I was better friends with her earlier in high school. And then later in high school, I was friends with Raquel, and you kept calling her Nicole, and you still refer to her as Nicole. And then Olivia, my sister's best friend, is Natalie, and for some reason, you went from...
What do I call her?
You call her Raquel. So you go from call Raquel Nicole and you call Natalie Raquel. None of it makes sense, but whatever.
At least I know your name, Rebecca.
I know who you're talking about.
I know your name, but right, Rebecca? I don't forget my grandchildren's name.
That's good. How long did it take you to remember my name?
The minute you were born.
Wow. I feel blessed.
So what else is going on?
Oh, nothing.
Apple season is almost coming on. Apple season. Are we going to go to New Paltz?
Oh, I mean, maybe. I mean.
Never know, right?
I'm always down for a New Paltz trip. Get some apple cider donuts.
Oh, yes. I think last time I went there, the apple farm was open. Another time we went with Olivia, it was closed.
Why was it
too
closed?
Late or something. I guess it was too late in the season. I don't know.
Oh. I wonder what's
I guess it was about in October.
Well, yeah. There's a common misconception that you can go apple picking in the fall, but you actually can't because the fall doesn't start till September 21st or 20th.
Right.
And you really should go apple picking, like, right now. Like, the next like 2 weeks like is apple picking time. Then when it's actually fall, the apples are gone. They're bad.
That's right. That in October, we went in October.
Too late.
And we were looking at pumpkins. We had to buy pumpkins. So I guess you're right.
Apple picking season is not in the fall.
Okay, when are we going to go next to our winery? I'm waiting. There's one in, they found out there's one in, where is it now? Newport? Northport.
Northport. I mean, there's...
Northport?
Yeah. There's like 90 wineries on Long Island. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that, but I'm talking about closer than out east.
Northport? I mean...
I think it was Northport.
I guess that's not that far. That's not out east.
No,
that's...
it's not that far. It's not as far as the other ones I went to. Really out east.
No, yeah, the other ones I've been to are like by Riverhead, I think.
That's far. That's
like
an
hour. It's like an hour 15. All right, I'm down for Northport.
Okay. Me too. I'll get my bike. Or my roller skate.
Let's look it up. See what it's called. Do you know what
I
it's called?
Know.
Of course you don't.
Something with a W.
You don't come here with any useful information, Grandma.
Wolf something.
Wolfer?
I must say Wolfgang. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, something with a W.
This says one Del Vino Vineyards in Northport, New York.
What is it called?
Del Vino.
I've never heard of that wine.
Okay, well, you said...
I said Northport, yes. Maybe there's more than one.
Very gaudy. No, very Italian looking. You'll feel at home since you're Italian.
I'm Italian? Since when did I become Italian?
I don't know when you told the doctor that you're Italian.
I told the doctor I was Italian. Yeah, I don't know what possessed me to say that.
I don't know, Grandma.
I guess I was thinking about my last name. It wasn't O'Bracco. It was Bracco.
You forgot. You forgot who you were for a second.
I don't know. You know, when you get in front of the doctor, you get so nervous that you don't know what they're going to say, so you get all confused.
I mean...
I don't want them to ask me no questions. Don't ask me if I'm Italian, all right?
Do they still... When you go to the doctor, you know what the doctor, they ask you, like, when you're younger, they ask you, like, oh, do you drink? Like, do you smoke cigarettes? Do you have sex?
They still ask you that.
They still ask you that?
Yeah, they ask you how much do you drink, do you consume alcohol, how much do you do, how much a week or whatever, do you smoke? They don't ask me if I have sex, because, I mean, what the heck they're going to ask me that for?
The answer could be yes.
It could be if I had a husband, but I don't, so it has to be no.
Grandma, you could still get out there.
I asked my girlfriend once if she had, if she was just had one sex life with a husband. I thought that was a very rude question.
Just had one sex life?
Yeah, you know, like, well, what do you call that? If you're,
how many, they asked her how many sexual partners she has?
No, if she was, something with an M.
Monogamous?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
my
that.
Gosh. Wow.
I said, thank God they never asked me that question. I think I would have to tell them on your business.
You would knock them over the head?
Yeah, I don't think that's their business. How you? But I said, that's a very strange question to ask you. But anyway, they don't ask me that anymore. Who cares?
I mean, I get
that. I'd have to lie.
They do ask you that at the gynecologist.
Yeah,
I don't know why that matters, but God, are you keeping tabs
on
me?
I guess they want to see if you have any diseases that can be transmitted or something.
Well, yes, that's why they're asking, but like, what's the difference if it's one person or seven people?
I don't know. They'd have to take all the names down.
Yeah, exactly. Rude.
I don't know. They're rude people anyway.
But I have a question. When you talk to the doctor and they ask you how much you drink, do you lie?
Of course. What are you, crazy?
What are you
I don't think I have to tell them my business. Occasionally.
What are you saying? How much do you tell them you drink?
Maybe twice a week.
Twice a week?
I don't think they have to know my business. You know, you're checking me, you know, my body. Don't ask me what else I'll do.
Twice a week.
I thought that was a good number.
Occasionally. That seems like a fine number. I mean, it's not the truth.
That's a fine number. It gets them off my back. It gets them, you know, they don't ask me no more questions. So I think that's okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, I did change the book club to the 19th. I followed your advice.
Oh, thanks. That's good.
Yeah, I feel better about it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Let it be 2 weeks that I'll be in the house crazy. But anyway, I did that. So I think you'd be proud of me. I did that.
Good job,
Grandma.
As soon
as I got off the phone, I said, you know what? I have to do what Rebecca said. I think she's right.
I am right, because they'd be, if anything happened. So what Grandma did was she, my cousin is coming in from Florida and is going to stay with her. And then she was going to have her book club over, which is, you know, lovely ladies, but they're older and they don't even want to be inside the house. They're only going to be outside the house. And she's trying to have them come over like a few days after my cousin leaves.
A week.
Yeah, but you're supposed to wait 2 weeks.
I did it.
Good job, Grandma. Coma would be proud.
I'm going to write him a letter. Maybe he'll write me a thank you.
Maybe he'll give you the extra tax
return.
And there's
not going to be a school strike. There's not going to be a strike, so that's good.
With the schools?
School strike.
That's good.
They're going to open up now the 21st instead of the 10th.
Yes, I heard. Well, that does not affect me. I don't go to school.
It doesn't affect me either.
Does my friends, though. They're all teachers, so
it
whatever.
It affects Janet. She was very upset that she thought she'd have to pay the picket line. I don't know. You get doc pay and huge benefits, so I'm happy for her. She's afraid that, you know, if Marco gets sick, that she wouldn't be able to have a, you know, plan.
Jeez.
But anyway, everybody's okay. Everybody's doing good.
Best of luck to all the teachers. That's crazy.
I know. Well, you know, the kids have to go to school. They need it.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But it's risky.
So Connor was 24 Monday.
Wow.
Oh, I remember when he was 17 and living with me. It was a tough year. Tough couple of years.
Wow, 7 years ago?
Taking care of a 17 and 18-year-old is tough.
Oh, yes.
You know. When you're not used to it.
Grandma, when I have a 17-year-old, I'm just going to send them to you, too.
Okay. I hope I'm around, honey, to take care of them.
Yeah, you might be like 100.
I'll be 97. Well, or maybe 100.
Well, no.
Hey, there's a guy.
I'm not pregnant, so.
I said, there's a guy in your area. He's 105. I forgot where he lives. He rakes the leaves. He does something else. I said, my goodness, 105, and he's still moving around and doing things.
Wait, who?
So there I am.
Who sent you this?
He's living at the medical center.
Where did you see this information?
On the television.
On, like, a news program?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were singing happy birthday to him, and he's still active. I said, oh, God bless him.
And
there
Raffle
I am,
Center? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot the address.
Well, Grandma, maybe he's rich and...
Oh, he has
set you up.
Grave?
Well, if he's rich...
Right.
And you've got one foot in the grave...
Right.
Gotta lock it up real quick. And then,
I'm rich enough, honey. I got you.
Well, you know, that money then trickles down, so he's setting all us up.
Right. Oh, my goodness. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. You ever hear that song?
No.
What's this? The Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh.
One staircase going up and one going down.
Is that the one with
I was a rich man, rich man. I was a rich man. You never heard of that? Oh my
goodness.
Yes,
Poppy's
favorite album.
Yes, that's the one with the matchmaker in it, right?
Yeah, matchmaker, make me a match.
Oh, yes.
Want him to be rich? Right.
Yes.
But anyway, so what was the question you had? Oh, well, let's get off the doctor kick.
I forget. I had a question.
You said you did.
What did you do over the weekend?
Oh, I don't even know what this weekend was. What was this weekend? I did nothing. I did absolutely nothing.
Wow.
I didn't go to lunch. I didn't see any. I didn't go out to lunch with my girlfriends. I went Thursday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I really didn't do anything. Mommy was busy doing whatever she was doing. I think she went out with her girlfriends on Sunday, and Saturday she went out with Daddy.
Wow.
Oh, Joanne came over Monday. She came over and she had lunch.
Wow.
So that's about it. That's about it. Nobody's really running around doing too much.
No.
You know. Well, you're busy with Louie.
I know.
That's what you're doing.
Yes. He turned 30, so.
Good. Did he like a gift you gave him?
Oh, he loved it.
Good, 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 good.
Yes, I got him a briefcase.
Good.
Traveled and to Mommy, the outlets likes, for that.
Right, and he likes his beer glasses?
Oh, yes, he loved the beer glasses. That good, was like, good. Probably liked it more than the Coach briefcase I got him, but that's okay.
Oh, what a rotten thing he is.
I'm just kidding. No, he liked it. He liked both.
Yeah. Good, 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 good. And you had a nice dinner in the aunt's house and everything, and Libby had a good time?
Yeah, so we went to dinner Thursday, just the two of us, and we had a fancy steak. Well, I didn't eat steak, but he had steak. And then we went out Saturday night with, like, his brother and Olivia and, like, his friends, and we went to dinner, and then we went to his aunt's house in Williamsburg, and she has a penthouse apartment, and with like a terrace. It's not, and then they have access to the roof too, but we didn't go up to the roof. But it's like beautiful. It's like out of, you know, like in a rom-com, when like the girl goes home with the guy for the first time in the city. And then she, like, walks into his apartment, and it's just, like, walls of windows with beautiful views of the city. And she's just like, oh! That's what it was like.
Right.
I walked in, and like, oh, my God. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Right. That was embarrassing.
And how about, is that what Olivia saw?
Yeah.
The apartment? Yeah. I mean, that's where you had the party?
Yeah, that's where we had the party.
Oh, okay, good. Well, that was good. So she saw that, too. So she must have thought it was great.
Yeah, she did. And her friend Grace also. She was the first one who walked into the apartment. She opens up the door and she goes, oh, my God. And we're all laughing. Like, oh, my God. Sorry.
Oh, how old is the aunt?
She's in her 30s. She's young.
Oh, she's young.
Yeah, she's young.
Oh, okay. She got a boyfriend?
I don't think so. I mean,
what does she do for a living?
She works in events and catering for like different restaurant groups, like fancy places.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she's cool.
Rookie did her first wedding the other day. Private wedding. She didn't plan it, but she just was there for the day organizing it as she got there.
Wow.
So she wants to start her own business now. Brooke Ashley Bridal.
Oh, my gosh. She's going to be a wedding planner?
She hopes so.
Oh, my gosh. I was just talking the other day about how we have no useful people in the family. We have no doctors. We have no lawyers. There's just nothing. But a wedding planner might just be useful, more useful than any other occupation I could think of.
She's going to try it. She's, you know, she's working in the restaurant, but she's going to try to start her own. But who knows? We'll see. Hopefully she does it. You know, she'll send out cards and then on something on the Instagram. Not on Instagram. I'm not talking about Instagram. On the computer, you know, whatever you do to advertise yourself.
Yeah, like marketing, social media.
Yeah, right, something like that. So we'll see. Hopefully, she was just telling me that the other day. Hopefully, she's successful.
I hope she will be. That's great.
Yeah, if she gets enough people who want weddings. She says, I don't know, is weddings going out of style? Because with this pandemic, nobody's getting married.
No, I doubt that. Even if weddings are, like, downgraded, people still need weddings. People are still going to get married.
Well, yeah, I hope so. Well, we'll see. We'll see. That's her plan.
I mean, people are still going to get married. We live in a country where married people thrive and single people are pushed to the bottom. That's just the way life goes.
That's the way it is. What
that's
are you
just,
do?
That's, you know, that's health insurance. That's what,
right.
That's what they've given us to work with in this country, so.
Don't sound so down. It's been a great country.
Mm-hmm. It's all right.
Yeah, it's good. So what else is going on?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing
so what
really.
Are you doing this weekend? It's Labor Day weekend. It's Labor Day weekend. What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Possibly going to Pennsylvania.
Is she going to be there?
I don't know who's going to be there. It's going to be, Louis going to have his cousins up, I think.
Oh, good. All right.
So, maybe.
Maybe. Who knows?
They might be able
know.
To go. Might not be. And then we might just stay around here, go to the beach.
You don't know yet. You have no plans.
No plans yet.
Okay, good. And what does mommy have planned?
I have no idea. I think Christopher's coming home, my brother.
Oh, all right. That'll be nice. You haven't seen him in a while.
No. He doesn't come around anymore. He doesn't care.
Well, he's working, isn't he, doing the video games? Yes, he is.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess he makes video games. Fine. Oh, I have a new business idea I wanted to tell you about.
Okay. Lay it on me, baby.
Okay, so like, you'll love this because, you know, you drink a lot. A transportable bar.
Twice a week, I told you. Twice a week.
A bar that comes out of, I'll drive with my car, and then the bar pops out of the trunk. So you can roll up to things, and if people need a bar there, we have the bar
oh,
in the trunk.
Oh, you can roll up to an event, and the bar is in your back. Bar is in your trunk?
Exactly. Very convenient.
Right.
Because, so this past weekend, unfortunately, one of Louis's relatives passed away, so we're at the wake. And we wake up in the morning, and Louis's like, well, actually, it was my idea the night before. I was like, oh, we should, like, he was like, oh, I have to fill my flask, you know, always fill the flask for the wake. I'm like, okay. I'm like, why don't we just get, like, other alcohol, too? Like, you can't pass your flask around. It's COVID. Because he's like, oh, I always have the flask. And then, like, if anybody needs a drink, like, I give them my flask. I'm like, you can't have the flask. Like, it's COVID. I'm like, let's just get some other drinks and, like, you just keep them in the car. If anybody needs to take a break, get a drink and get a drink. Then it turned into this whole big thing. We filled up a huge cooler with beer, wine, hard seltzers, vodka, mixers for the vodka. We had, like, soda and juice, ice, cups, everything. And then...
you like a tailgate party.
What?
You had a tailgate party.
Literally had a tailgate party at the funeral home. It was amazing.
I never heard of such a thing.
We put the car, like, in the corner. I know. Nobody has. But I don't know why nobody's ever thought about this before. If anybody's ever needed alcohol in their lives, it's at a wake. So then...
Never had one at a wake.
Me either. But this was... I mean, it was great. Oh, it was the spot.
Well,
like, it was packed at most times of the day. And just, like, turn around and you see out the window... like 20 people standing around Louis' car. I'm like,
oh my god.
How
would you make it a pop-up bar? You'd have to some kind of suspension.
Right, that's where this idea came in, because I'm like, well, this is a great idea. Like, I'm sure people would love this idea, like, you bringing a bar to a wake, like, hello, genius. But
yeah, I never heard of it.
We
it
need
works.
To get the what's it called? The thing.
I don't know, permit?
We need to build it. Pop out bar from the trunk.
The blueprint.
Then it's just like, it's so sneaky and nobody knows.
Except the 20 people that are drinking the whiskey, the liquor,
right.
And the funeral director and saying, where the hell is the body? Who took the body? Who took the body? Where did the body go?
The body stayed. Nobody took the body. Nobody did anything weird. It was fine. I mean, I guess things could have gotten out of hand, but it was fine.
Oh, that's too funny.
I know.
Where did he have it?
The where was the wake?
Yeah, that's the question.
It was at a funeral home in Oceanside.
Oceanside, that's what I meant. Where was it?
Yeah.
And in what town?
Yeah,
it?
In Oceanside.
I never heard of liquor at a wake.
Right?
But I guess if it works.
I mean.
I guess it's a good idea if it works.
I just can't believe nobody's ever thought about that before. Like, it was lit. It was so needed.
Years ago, nobody ever drank so much as they're drinking now. They used to drink on the sly.
Maybe. And then I had people coming
you
up.
You have to remember, my mother, my grandmother, my aunt, none of the females in my family drank anything, ever.
Why, though?
The men, I don't know. The men used to have their beer and stuff. But no, my grandmother, my mother, my aunt, my sister, nobody.
But why? Was it like
I guess it was taboo. I have no idea.
So
I have no idea why.
Taboo for women to drink?
To drink, I guess. I don't
the,
know.
If but the men are alcoholics, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. That's how it was. I don't know why. Maybe the women had to take care of the children. I have no idea why. I'm just giving you the facts.
I mean, that's probably where it stems from. I couldn't think of where else it might stem from.
I'm just giving you the facts.
You have to be, like, being a lady. Like, if you're drunk, you can't be a lady.
Yeah, well, I guess not. I don't know if I ever would see my mother drunk. My grandmother. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
That would be a sight for sore eyes.
Wow.
No, they weren't. They were never drunk.
Well, I have seen both my mother and my grandmother drunk, so I've lived.
But we're living the good times. We're living the good times. That's what it is.
And then the funniest part was that people started referring to Louie's car as the bar. So instead of saying, oh, I'm going to the car, I'm going outside, I'm going to the car, they say, I'm going to the bar. And then,
well, that seems right.
Yeah. So people literally were calling it the bar. And then I said that to somebody. I was like, I'm going to go to the bar. And they were like, wait, what bar? Like, you can't just go to a bar anymore. Like, you got to order food there. I'm like, well, let me tell you about the only bar in New York State where you don't got to order food at. It's right in the parking lot.
Oh, that's too funny. That's a good idea.
It was a great idea. It was a hit. It went over. And Louis, mm-hmm. But except the only qualm I had is that Louis was trying to take credit for it. Like, it wasn't my idea.
Oh, the punk.
What?
That little punk, I said.
Right? I was like, this whole thing was my idea. Like, we did it.
Let him pay for it.
You know,
get the idea.
We went to the liquor store together. You purchased it, but it was still my idea.
Right. Ah, well, what the heck? See what happens.
Whatever. Well, we'll roll up anytime. Anybody wants us to come to your family's wake, we can pull up with a bar. Just let me know.
Right, or a big gathering even, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a wake. It could be a happy one, a happy gathering.
Right. Between that and the ice cream cart that Connor's going to have, and then the wedding planner that Brookie's going to have.
Oh, yeah, we can all work together.
Oh, God, help us all. It's a good idea. Everything's good. And Christopher can play the music.
Oh, yeah.
We got a family affair going on.
Wow. We could do events.
That's it. Family affair. That's it.
Hysterical.
I don't know when I'm ever going to get to see everybody again. It's, like, just so depressing.
I mean, Grandma, you've been seeing people, though.
I see you, and I see your mother and father.
That's more than most grandmas are allowed these days.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really? Why?
Because of COVID. Hmm. Nobody's letting their grandmas out of the house. We let you to the house. We've taken you to a restaurant.
Right. Thank God. Are you kidding? I'm too old to sit in the house and do nothing.
Yeah, me too.
I should say I'm too young. do nothing. But who knows? We'll see. We'll see what happens.
What are you watching?
What was
on
the question?
I was going to ask
nothing.
You what you're watching on TV.
Junk.
Yeah, me too.
Nothing.
Nothing good is
I
on.
I started to watch, and I don't like it, Miami Vice with Horatio, with David Caruso, with the red hair. I don't understand the show. They go into too much, I don't know, like why it happens, you know, like with in the lab and everything. But anyway, there's nothing on. Anyway, I sit and watch it, and I get up and walk around. That's what I do. I read this book, Sunset Beach. I told Aunt Suzanne, you have to get it. It's all about Clearwater and St. Pete, you know, all Florida and the hotels there and everything. It was a murder, naturally, but still. It was all with, you know, about Florida.
So interesting.
Nothing really, really going on. Nothing. I read this book, Beautifully Bad. I didn't like it. But I finished it anyway, so whatever. And now there's another book I'm reading, The Lost Friends or something. But I don't know if it's going to be any
sad.
Good. I just started, so I don't know. We'll see. Who knows? There's nothing else. You read the book, you watch the television, you take a walk, you do your exercise. You know, you cook. It's over.
Nothing else left to do.
No, I did go out to lunch with Antoinette. We went to the... This is what happened. How terrible this is. We went to Acqua de Villa.
Uh-huh.
And we ordered dinner. But we're talking to the waiter. He's a very nice waiter. He's seen us before. Blah, 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 blah. So we go to pay the bill. We're going to do half and half on our charge card. So I said, okay. So Antoinette is filling in like the tip and everything, right? So I get home. And I look at my receipt, and I say, this is very strange. I said, they didn't charge me a tip for this, you know. So I called up Antoinette. I said, Antoinette, I said, did we not pay that? Did we not give the waiter a tip?
Mm-hmm.
I said, because it's not on my bill. She said, oh, I only put it on mine. She said, I didn't put one on yours. I said, well, she says, I forgot. I said, that guy thinks we gave him only $6 or $7 instead of like the $12. I said, I feel terrible. So she was supposed to go back the next day and give him the money, but she never did. I said, well, he's going to pour the soup right on our lap when we go in.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's...
I feel bad.
That's nice. I mean...
So next time when we go there, I'm going to have to... He knows us, so I'm going to have to explain and give him a double tip.
He probably knows it was a mistake.
I don't know. He was a big guy. I mean, the soup's going to go right on my lap.
Oh, yeah. He's really going to beat you up for $6.
But I felt terrible. So then she said, oh, I'm going to go the next day, because she never did. And then she went there to have dinner with her friends, and she said he wasn't on duty, and we didn't know his name. So I said, I feel terrible. This guy probably thinks we're crazy.
It's all right. I'm sure that happens all the time.
You think so?
I mean, it's never happened to me, but
well,
it could happen to other people.
I guess so. I don't know. They're crazy. But anyway, I felt bad about that. But I'll rectify it next time I go to the Villa Aqua.
Okay, yeah. Go back. Buy him a shot or something.
Yeah, I'll give him money. Never mind shot. He's had all the shots he wants. I'll give him the money. But anyway, so that was that. But he was all, he sounds all his best. He's had it a few times. It's not the first time we've seen him. And he's always telling us a different story. He smokes. Whatever. He's always got a story. But whatever.
Whatever.
Anyway, that's my story. That's my poor story about the guy with the tip. And I always feel bad because, you know, they make their money on tips.
Well, that's very true.
But I'll take care of it eventually.
He's going to talk about you.
He's
going to tweet about
name.
You.
Yeah. Oh, well. What are you going to do?
Oh, well.
A horse without a name.
Have you been watching any Bravo?
No, I haven't watched Bravo, and I haven't watched Netflix. The last thing I watched was Breaking Bad, which is, oh my God, oh, what a show that was. Did you ever see Breaking Bad?
No, he's, but I know what it's about.
Oh my goodness gracious.
That sounds a little crazy for you, Grandma.
Oh, it was crazy. But I did see Heartland, and I love that. All about the horses. There's 11 series of that, so it was good. That was good.
Yeah, as you told us about that last time.
Now I haven't watched anything since. I don't know why. Not interested, I guess.
You got to watch some Bravo. All the Bravo shows are ending right now, so it's very upsetting. And they don't have... All the seasons of The Housewives that are airing are ending in the next few weeks. And then there's, like, nothing lined up to premiere until November.
Isn't that crazy? What's going on with that? Nothing is starting. Everything is rerun.
Yeah, because they had to take... It should be three different franchises of The Housewives premiering.
Right.
Or should have premiered already this summer. And they would be going through the fall. But because of COVID, all three of those shows, which is Jersey Housewives, Orange County Housewives, and Dallas, were supposed to have filmed between like February and June. And they all couldn't film.
Oh, all right.
So they're now filming, but they're not going to be ready to premiere the show in the fall. They'll probably premiere it like in January. But they've just like... It's crazy.
It is crazy. It is crazy.
The only show I know about premiering is the Housewives of Salt Lake City, which is brand new franchise of the Housewives. But that's because they filmed it. When they premiere a new franchise on Bravo, they do it, which is probably like most shows, but... They film it. It's probably most reality shows. They film it at least a year ahead of time.
Oh, right.
Because they have to make the show.
Well, you know what's on now? All these stupid game shows are on. People are jumping in the air and the lights are blaring. I mean, it's so stupid.
Oh, you mean
not even a night?
That show. What's that show called where they get, like, knocked out?
Oh, God. It's so stupid.
Stupid show. I don't like that show.
I don't like those shows. They jump into the water. They have to go do, I don't know what the heck they do. It's really stupid. Not really fun. But anyway, the only one I like is America Says at 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock says 11:30. America Says. And the other one is Common Knowledge from 11:30 to 12.
What?
They make
In the morning or at night?
In the morning. And then they say 20 words or less, you got to have, there's another game show. They're stupid, but if you have nothing else to watch, they're all right.
I mean, there's got to be other things to watch other than game shows.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I guess I got to get back on Netflix and see what's going on. I see this thing called Ugly Betty. I don't know what that is.
It's a show about America Ferrera. She's Ugly Betty.
Is it any good?
I used to watch it when I was in high school, I think.
Oh, well, then I'm not going to watch it. It's a high school thing.
No, it's not a high school show. It just was on TV when I was in high school.
Oh, this is on Netflix.
Yeah, well, it was on TV. It was on Fox like 10 years ago.
What was it about?
The girl, Betty, she like worked for... She worked for some, like, fashion executive, I think, and she was nerdy looking, you know, like, ugly-ish. But she wasn't ugly. She just was, like, a nerd. And then, you know, just about her being, like, a nerd and working for crazy people.
Is that like that one, who was in that one? That blonde lady?
Devil Wears Prada?
Yeah.
Similar to Devil Wears
then
Prada.
She was nerdy, and then all of a sudden she got very fancy looking.
Right. Similar concept.
Then she got nasty.
Right.
Then she decided to change her plan.
Right. Then she became a bitch.
Yeah, but I feel bad for her boyfriend. But he came back.
I know. Yeah, he came back. He knew the real her.
Right. So that was good. But anyway, yeah. There's nothing else I see going on the TV.
No. I'm curious about
what?
Certain shows, you know, if they're going to be filming.
Which
I don't
one?
Know. Very nervous. Vanderpump Rules. You know it's Vanderpump Rules, my favorite show ever. I don't know if they're filming yet.
Ah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything. Haven't heard anything about that. Who knows?
I don't know. One of the, and some Bravo news, Lala Kent from Vanderpump Rules has just announced her pregnancy.
Well, that's good,
which
no?
is, yes, very good. It's weird because she was literally like a hot mess when she came on the show. Like she was like psychopath, like crazy girl.
Okay.
And now she's
been a crazy.
And now she's like getting married and having a baby. So it's good to see them grow up, you know. Her pregnancy cravings include cornbread, Diet Coke, and watermelon, which I thought was very interesting mixture of food.
That's crazy.
And
you know what I was?
What? What were you
going to
say?
About the other day?
What?
Juno. Remember Juno?
Yes.
Movie?
Yeah.
That was so cute. I liked that. Show.
You thought
I
it
don't
was
know,
cute.
Some music went on the TV on some kind of commercial or something, and I said, "Hey, that reminds me of Juno."
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I didn't know you liked that movie so much.
I do. I watched it about 5 times. I don't know why.
Oh, so speaking of Juno, I was watching last night Teen Mom.
Woo!
And that show's it's actually gotten pretty good. Like, it used to be, like, so corny. Like, they'd have basic drama. Like,
right.
Oh, like, my baby daddy's mean, or like, oh, my mom's mad at me because, like, I'm having another baby. But now it's, like, they're, like, celebrities themselves now. So now they have, like, bigger, more interesting drama. So I was finding it more interesting now.
I like Juno. I don't say I like every teenager who's pregnant. I just liked her. I liked how she thought.
Right.
I like how she was thinking.
Right.
You know, she wasn't stupid.
Pregnant as a teenager.
They were kids. They knew what they shouldn't. She knew what she shouldn't do.
Right. Yeah, she
have the baby and keep it. I mean,
wait, did she keep it? No, she gave it to.
No, she gave it to that woman who the husband was trying to make a play for. Remember with the music and showing her the records?
Oh yeah, kind of. I don't really remember that movie. Maybe we'll have to rewatch it sometime.
Right. It was cute. It was cute. But anyway, that's what I think about. Oh, and Brookie was saying that she has this restaurant. She's in an Italian restaurant that she went, and they play Italian music. And they play Grandma's song that she used to always sing. One of these days, you're going to miss me, baby. One of these days,
Is that an Italian song?
No, that's what she used to sing. I guess it's Italian. You're going to miss your big fat mama one of these days.
Wow.
I guess it was. I don't know. I didn't know it was Italian, but I guess it is.
That's so funny that they play it in an Italian restaurant.
Right. And she thought about, it was so funny. She thought about Grandma.
Oh, that's cute.
She used to always sing that all the time, remember?
Yeah.
That's one of the few songs. She sang that one and another one. That's it. 2 songs. That's it.
How many songs do you want her to sing? She's an old lady.
I don't know.
The woman lived to like 100.
She did. 100. She reached the 100 mark. Could you believe that?
No. That's crazy.
Ay. Well, my mother was a fall farmer. I think she reached about 97, 96.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What are you going to do? She sang, she used to sing, "Goody, goody, two shoes. Goody, goody for you. Goody, goody for me. I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you."
Wow.
Anyway, what other song you want me to sing?
I don't know. I mean, what else you got? DJ Grandma.
Give me the mic. Give me the mic. Anyway, that's about it. Nothing, nothing going on in my life right now.
Yeah.
just listening to my grandchildren. See, you ever go on HQ, 9 o'clock, HQ?
No, Grandma, you know I don't go in that. You ask me this all the time.
Listen to me. Connor's been winning almost every night.
What does
Rookie
he win?
Won, Connor won, Grace wins. I said, what is this with the turtles? They also goddamn smart?
Yeah, because they're like really, they're super competitive.
Oh, God,
they're crazy
Rookie
people.
Won, Ben won, Connor won, Grace won, Alyssa won. I said, they're all winning. I don't get past the 8 or 9. Listen, I got past 9. That's about it.
You just have to accept, Grandma, that you'll never beat the turtles at anything. I've accepted it. It's fine.
Okay. I don't want to beat them. I just want my name on a little circle on top that you won once. It says, Grandma Bracco, you have gotten 8 right out of 9 or 9 out of 10. I want the 12. You know, you don't win anything. 50 cents, 20 cents, a dollar, something.
Well, I'm sure you'll win one day. Just keep at it.
I am. It's just fun. But it's not, you know. Some of the answers to the questions I asked, what the heck are they talking about? I'm not going on tonight because there's some kind of movie night. I don't know anything about the movie night.
That's the way to do it. Don't play when you're not going to know any answers.
That's it. The hell with them. Matt Rich, you can go jump in the river. I'm not
okay.
Playing with you. Matt Rich, I'm not playing
think
with you.
We're about wrapped up, Grandma. Any last words?
No, just stay safe. Be good. Be happy. Aww, I love you.
That's nice. Stay safe.
That's right.
Coma said
that's
stay inside.
What are you going to do? You got to do what you got to do.
That's true.
All right. You have to go. All right. So I'll see you next time.
See you next time, everybody.
We hit the trails. Okay, bye, everybody.
Hit the trails.
Okay.